Right, it's an empty McHale Park at this ungodly hour of the night. So it's getting on for a 9:45 at night. Second match finished level after extra time. So Castlebar 112, Ballintubber 112. And the analogy I think I was using at the end is an appropriate one. It really was like a heavyweight boxing match or something. And they were two pugilists just slugging it out on the ropes, and neither of them could land the knockout blow in the end. And I think that was largely the case right throughout the game. The two teams cancelled each other out, and I think we were expecting a lot of the star players to stand up, and none of them really did in the end, with the noble exception of Jeremy O'Connor, who was an absolute shining light throughout, particularly as the game wore on, as it came into extra time. He was just running and running and running, and he ran himself into the ground. He had a bad concussion by the looks of it at the start of extra time as well. Got up, kept going, and he nearly was the difference between the two teams on the night. Either of them could have won it, you would have said. Either of them could have. Ballintubber, I was very impressed early on. They were not at all in awe of their opponents. They came out and they went for them. And when Michael Plunkett got a goal in the first half, that really gave them a great platform. And then when Aidan Walsh was sent off, it did look like at half time, even though Mitchells had pulled it back to a point by then, it did look like a shock could well be on the cards. But Castlebar upped the gas in the second half, and they looked like they were going to win it coming down the stretch. Ballintubber needed two injury time frees to dig it out. They got both of them. Second one, Alan Dillon using all his guile and experience to fall at just the right time from under a challenge from a clumsy old challenge from Dermot Donagh, and Killian did the business to put the game into extra time. It looked as if the first half of extra time would pass without a single score at all, and we were wondering, has anyone ever seen that before? I think it was Killian that, from a ball from Alan Dillon, played in James Finnerty, and he knocked it over, and that was the only score in the first half of extra time. And then Ballintubber scored another one to go two up, and then at that stage it really did look like Ballintubber were going to do it. But all of a flash, Castlebar got 3 points on the spin within about a minute or two, and the pendulum had swung once more. But there was one last chance for it, another Killian O'Connor free, and that levelled it up. And Killian even had a chance to win it with an effort from play. We were all saying, oh wow, he won an All-Ireland, he brought an All-Ireland, he brought us to extra time in an All-Ireland, or to replay in an All-Ireland in 2016 with a similar effort from the same kind of distance. But this one tailed wide, it wasn't to be, and so it's a draw, and these two heavyweights are back. One assumes probably under the lights again this day week, or certainly they're back next weekend for a replay, and for the right to meet Brafe in this year's final. So that's it. It's freezing cold here. The place is empty. The lads are clearing up, and I'm going home. And it's Ballintubber 112, Castlebar 112.